Joining me on the phone, Christine Morgan, the CEO of the National Mental Health Commission, which is bringing its Making Connections for Your Mental Health and Wellbeing program, also known colloquially as Connections 2022, to Port Lincoln. Christine, thanks so much for joining us here on 5CC.
Good morning, Ben.
This is a cool opportunity, I think, for people in our community to really come together and help shape the actual mental health and overall well-being services within the country, isn't it? That's the premise behind this, isn't it?
Totally. So what is behind this is the Commission being genuinely curious to understand, through the eyes of the Port Lincoln community, what has been happening in relation to mental health, potential suicide risk over the last couple of years, and what does that really translate into the needs of the Port Lincoln community. So it's really, as I say, we're coming with a really open curiosity to learn more about what on the ground mental health and suicide prevention means for people who are in the Port Lincoln community.
Okay, and what about and that also arguably means that it's also eligible for people outside of the Port Lincoln community as well. People from, say, Cummins or Kemba, they can come down and actually take part in the session as well, can't they?
Oh, yes, please. Yes, please, yes, please. So whilst we are going into the Port Lincoln community, so we're very interested to hear about that, anybody from any other community also has so much that they could offer to us. I like to say, Ben, that our mental health is an integral part of us. We have it from birth, and each and every one of us, therefore, has some experience around our mental health and at times our mental unwellness. And they're the voices we want to hear. That's the reality we want to hear.
So what is the plan for these sessions themselves? Because there are a stack of them happening right across the country. So not just here in SA, but New South Wales, Vic, Territory, and even in WA as well. What's the plan for once these sessions have been completed? Where are we going to go from here?
Well, look, there's two things, really. The first is the Commission is required to monitor and then report back on the system, the mental health and suicide prevention system. So without a shadow of a doubt, we have learned that we can't do that by reading reports from our officers in Sydney and Canberra. We need to talk to people to understand the 2022 reality. So the first way it's going to help is just to inform every single piece of work we do over the next year or so, because it will be the currency that's so important.
Okay.
Secondly, I was in Port Lincoln and it was a wonderful place to go in 2019. And then we talked to people about our vision for what would it look like if the system was really working. I'm really looking forward to sharing that with people tonight. And then talking to them about how the next step for us is to say, now we land the vision, what do we need to measure to make sure we actually get the system changes so that vision becomes a reality? So that's the second part, if you like, of the conversation tonight.
Okay. With this actual survey and conversation, I suppose, we're really trying to nail down some measurable outcomes and measurable opportunities for the Commission itself. And does that then mean that we're also likely to see more grassroots support, I suppose, for organisations such as West Coast Youth and Community Support and the like?
Look, while I can't in and of myself say what services will receive support, what I can do is take back the strong message that the system really needs to be supporting mental health services and supports and suicide prevention services and supports in communities. That's what we are hearing as we go around. And that the very strengths and characteristics of the community are something we can all harness. It's very much part of how we do mental health support, is to say people live in communities. And how do we support those communities to help its people?
Speaking this morning with Christine Morgan, the CEO with the National Mental Health Commission, who are organising conversations within a number of different towns right across the entire country, including here in Port Lincoln at the Nautilus Arts Centre tonight from 5:30. So, Christine, do we need to register for it? Can we just turn up? What's the game plan here?
Absolutely. Anybody can just turn up. It's at the Nautilus Arts Centre at 5:30. It is open to anyone and everyone, and we will have conversation, whether it's with two people or whether it's with 50. The more that are there, the richer the conversation. And, of course, if you would like to register or you'd like to find out some more information before this evening, just to kind of get a feel for what we're doing, then we have a website, which is making-connection.com.au. If you hop on there, you'll see Port Lincoln. Hop onto that. It's got all of the details. If you want to register, that's great. We'll know in advance you're coming. It will ensure that we have plenty of food, though of course we have had that all the way around. If you want to know more information, hop on our website. If not, just turn up at 5:30 at the Nautilus Arts Centre.
Fantastic. And previously we have seen, as you mentioned, that the 2019 session that was held, it's obviously been interrupted due to COVID and all that sort of debacle, but there were around 70 people that got involved previously. I think we need to better it this time around, don't we?
That would be brilliant, because can I say it made such a difference? In 2019, when we were talking about Vision 2030, the information we took back, we couldn't have done it without the contribution of people such as those from Port Lincoln. And I really am looking forward to being able to share with the people of Port Lincoln where that conversation that we had in 2019 took us in terms of the vision. And also talk a little bit about how that information and that reality has really helped us in our advice to government over the last couple of years, particularly as we've gone through things like the pandemic.
Absolutely, which in itself has almost brought this mental health and well-being, for lack of a better term, issue, even more to a fore, because it is so much more prevalent because, well, we're all impacted in an unusual way because of the pandemic.
I think that's it, Ben. I think what it brings home to each and every one of us is, as I said, our mental health is as integral to us as our physical health. We have it from birth. We get mentally unwell, just like we get physically unwell. The pandemic has touched each and every person in Australia, I believe, and has brought home to us that we can feel those increased levels of anxiety, psychological distress. That is when we're not mentally healthy and well. But we've also realised that if we can understand that and reach out for help, then it does actually make a difference.
Absolutely.
So I think the reality of mental unwellness as well as mental illness has kind of hit home for many, many people over the last couple of years. Maybe that's about the one good thing that's come out of COVID. It's helped us realise that that's very much part of our who we are as people. And it's something we need to nurture and engage in self-care around and reach out for help and services when we need it.
Definitely. Christine Morgan, CEO with the National Mental Health Commission, bringing the Making Connections for Your Mental Health and Wellbeing program, Connections 2022, to Port Lincoln tonight. Well worth getting down to the Nautilus. Thank you so much for joining us here on 5CC. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Ben, and thanks so much for your interest.